Leroy Chow is a US astronaut and served as a commander of the International Space Station. Hi, Leroy.
Hi, good to be with you.
Thank you for joining the program tonight. It's an interesting tweet, actually, from the president. Neil Armstrong was a hero, not just of his time, but of all time. Thank you, Neil, for showing us the power of one small step. Those lines that he uttered up on the moon's surface are iconic. The man himself is iconic. What's your reaction to his passing?
Well, it's, of course, a great sorrow. You know, I remember I was 8 years old when Apollo 11 landed on the moon, and I can remember like it was yesterday listening to those transmissions coming back from the moon. And then just, you know, at the moment of touchdown, even as a little kid, understanding that the world had just changed. And then hours later, watching Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin take the first steps of any humans on, you know, another planetary body, that's what inspired me to want to be an astronaut myself. And so, you know, for my hero, my boyhood hero, to pass is obviously a very sad event. You know, I did have the chance to meet Neil once, only once. I had been in the astronaut office, about 10 years. And he came through and actually came up to the office to talk to some of the newer astronauts. And I actually got to meet him in the hall briefly. But he was very quiet, you know, didn't seek the limelight at all. And he would he wouldn't come to any of the astronaut reunions or any of the those kinds of functions. So you know, and as you know, as a journalist for many, many years, he very rarely gave any interviews, and only in the last several years did he start kind of opening up and talking more about it. And I'm glad he did that, because it would be a shame for all that history and perspective to be lost.
You've been up there. What's it like?
You know, it's hard to describe in physical terms, but it's a wonderful feeling, just really one of a personal accomplishment, because, like I said, I wanted to be an astronaut since I was 8 years old, and then many years later, finally got my first chance to go up, and just to get up there was a big emotional experience for me. But, of course, looking back at the Earth, and as you heard Neil describe in the tape segment just a few minutes ago, the Earth is just so beautiful from space. The colors are much brighter and more vivid than I had imagined.
Do you feel weak when you're up there? Do you feel insignificant? Or do you feel powerful when you're looking back at the Earth and you can see countries and continents?
I think it depends. You know, I mean, you feel a little bit of those things mixed together. You know, and on the one hand, you're right. You look out at the down at the Earth, and you think, "Wow, I'm above all this, and I'm looking down at a good part of the Earth." And on the other hand, then you look back and, you know, over your shoulder at the universe, and you think, "Boy, none of us really matter. We're just grains of sand in the big cosmic scheme of things." You know, one observation I had, or one thing that affected me when I was in space, especially the first time, you know, like I was talking about earlier, the Earth is so beautiful, but flying over these areas of the Earth, I mean, I was looking down at troubled areas, and I knew at that very moment war was going on, famine was going on, people were dying, yet it just looked absolutely peaceful from space and beautiful, and it's kind of hard to reconcile that. And I think, you know, the way it changed me is it made me appreciate life a lot more, you know, and really not take anything for granted.
Would you have liked to have touched down on the moon?
I would have loved to have flown to the moon. You know, I left NASA a little over 6 years ago, and at the time the Constellation program was going, or had just started, and, you know, if I thought I had a shot at going to the moon, I might have stayed. I would have stayed.
Finally, how do you think Neil Armstrong is going to be remembered?
You know, he's going to be remembered as someone of great integrity and great modesty. You know, I mean, this never went to his head. He carried himself with dignity. He became a university professor and didn't try to exploit his position, which he could have.